Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation.
With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome
to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, your Poetic Energy herself,
bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves
live
at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881.
That's 917-932-8881.
Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183.
That's 1-877-218-1183.
Hello, and I am your host, Queen Tay, and you are listening into Conversations with the Queen, where we discuss any and everything about life, good, the beautiful, the bad, and the ugly. But we will always have a helping hand and a helping word. Today's topic is how sound affects the mind, frequency, and sound therapy. But before we get into that, I would like to remind you that if you miss a show or would like more information on this and other show topics, you can check us out on conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com, conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com, everything spelled correctly. All right, let's get into this topic today. I feel like it's not very discussed topic really too much in, you know, conscious forums, although I do hear people briefly touch on this subject. I've heard a couple, you know, lecturers go in on the metaphysics of sound and things like that, but to touch on it from a psychological perspective and how it can really, you know, play an important part in healing your mind. All right. Since the inception of the universe, sound and frequency have been fundamental components of creation. When we think of sound, we normally think of the sense of hearing, and then we think of the experiences in life that are audible, Components like conversations, lectures, maybe even listening to music. We often just understand what we are hearing from a mundane perspective. When the science of sound and frequency goes so much deeper than we most of us realize, it can be utilized as a tool to help us or destroy us. Sound and frequency have many great and tremendous effects on the mind, so join me today as I hope to explain and explore the depths of sound and frequency. All right. But before we touch on really jumping into sound and sound therapy, I'd like to briefly touch on brain waves and frequencies. As it's a related topic, it does have to do with itself. it is something that you definitely are going to touch upon if you do any study on this topic. Brain waves are the electrical activity that is emitted from the brain. There are pretty much four types of brain waves. Beta, which is when the brain is highly engaged in mental activity. This is the fastest but the lowest amplification. For example, like right now as I'm hosting this talk show, my brain is in beta wave format. It's pretty much when you're very alert and engaged in something. Then there's alpha waves, which is non-arousal. They're slower and they're in a higher amplitude. It's where you go when you meditate. It's pretty much like when you're relaxed. So that's the brain waves that are emitted when somebody's in like a thought process, but they're laid back. They're more in their head. They're not engaged so much outside of themselves. Beta waves are slower frequency with a greater amplitude. And it's like kind of like when you go into autopilot, almost a little bit. Like, you ever been driving down the road or something, or just doing something you're not really paying attention to, and you're just like in more, even more inside of yourself. It's you know, sometimes where we get a lot of our greatest thoughts. Sometimes, like right before you go to sleep, you might go into this mode, and your brain might be emitting theta waves. And it's like when you're thinking deeply, or you're a little bit drowsy. And then fourth, lastly but not least, delta waves, which is the greatest amplitude and the slowest frequency. It's pretty much when you're asleep or dreaming. And there's two levels to delta. You can go even deeper and slower into delta, which is deep, deep sleep. And then there's a higher level of it when you're asleep and you're dreaming. So your brain is still somewhat active. All right, pretty much your brain waves fluctuate depending on the level of activity that your mind is engaged in. And pretty much that's really how brain waves work. You never really go down to a zero or anything with brain waves, because that would mean you're brain dead. And although some people don't think too much, you know, most of us have some type of brain activity going on. All right, frequency therapy and sound therapy. Well, pretty much sound and frequency therapy are treatments applied through the science of energy medicine. We all know that there are certain foods that we need to eat to supply our bodies with the proper nutrients in order to sustain our health. But most of us aren't aware that there are certain light and sound frequencies that act in our body by activating the vitamins and minerals within us, providing the body with certain support to allow the body to repair itself. Frequency therapy can be effective on a host of physical ailments like cancer, Parkinson's, and heart disease, but therapy can also be highly effective on a host of mental diseases, including depression, anxiety, sleep disorders, ADD, ADHD, and like many other types of mental health disturbances. There are different applications of this sound therapy, including animal bioacoustics, which is pretty much based on the research of different animal sounds and how they affect and trigger certain responses in the brain. And then you also have your nature bioacoustics, which is the same theory applied to like nature sounds like rain, the beach, etc. A lot of times when you have different meditation CDs, or you might go to like the little meditation section in the CD shop or the music shop, you might have a little section where they have like the rainforest sounds and bird calls and all these different things. And it's actually really great, because these types of sounds, these natural sounds, actually trigger certain things within the mind and allow us to you know, relax in certain ways. Some of the sounds help us to ease our minds into a state where we can sleep or rest easily. Pretty much, you know, sound therapy and frequency therapy are really geared towards, you know, targeting certain brain responses in a holistic, healthful, you know, way. And it's also considered a part of alternative medicine, right? To go a little bit into, it's called solfeggio. I don't even know sometimes, not right, but I think it's like that. Yeah, solfeggio frequency, all right? Solfeggio frequencies are used to impart certain spiritual experience. Each tone has a purpose. There are six main ones. Okay, and the six main ones with their purposes are as follows. You have 396 hertz, which is liberating guilt and fear, 417 hertz, which is undoing situations and facilitating change. You also have 528 hertz. This is a very special frequency, as it is a frequency of transformation and DNA repair. It's also resonating with the heart chakra. Then you also go into 639 hertz, connecting relationships, and 741, hertz, which is awakening intuition, and 852 hertz, which is returning to spiritual order. Now, these frequencies are not the only. They're the six main, but they're not the only ones. You also have three more, which is 174, which is the foundation, and that would come before 396. And then after that you have quantum cognition, which is 285. And you also have 936 hertz, which is the pineal gland activation. So you can see how they coincide to the chakras, also deals with different spiritual things, processes that go on within the spirit and the mind. So these frequencies can actually be used in certain, especially when they're used in harmony. They have many healing benefits to the mind, the body, and the spirit. And when played in harmonies and musical compositions, these tones can induce hormonal responses in the brain as well as help the brain to shift into different brain waves. So you can induce certain brain waves based off of these certain tones and putting them together in certain ways. I know there's these things on YouTube, they're called binaural beats, I think they are, and they take a lot of solfeggio frequencies, right, and they harmonize them in certain patterns, and it actually helps to create and induce different hormones and neurotransmitters in the brain to help you relax, to do away with certain like afflictions like anxiety or depression or whatever. So, you know, at the end of the show, I'll definitely give you guys, I'll drop it in the chat as well as put it up on the website. Couple playlists I actually use sometimes, you know, feeling a little bit down or anxious or, you know, just need to a little bit of emotional balance real quick. These frequencies are great, okay, for those different things. There's frequencies for everything as well. There's also frequencies to help with, like, high blood pressure. There's frequencies to help with focusing. I mean, energy boost. There's frequencies for everything, and it's really, really intricate science. It's definitely worth further inquiry and research. All right? Now, before I get into the rest of this, I'm going to give out the call-in number really quickly. And anybody who's interested in adding on to the topic that we are talking about, which is how sound affects the mind, frequency, and sound therapy, you can call in at 917-932-8881. All right, now getting back into it, mantras and chants. Now, these are ancient practices. I'm sure somebody along the way has heard about a Buddhist chant or a Buddhist mantra somewhere, you know, somewhere along the lines of anything, any type of metaphysical studies or anything like that. The word mantra comes from the Sanskrit words man and tra. And literally translates into instruments of the mind, okay? They are said to aid in the processes of deep meditation to surpass the conscious mind and program the subconscious mind. Mantras can help to reduce the heart rate, brain waves, and respiration. It has been found that mantras can help to release certain hormones like melatonin, which is very, very helpful and fundamental in the aspect of healing processes in the body, as well as chants can help to synchronize the right and left hemisphere of the brain. And it can also help to oxygenate the blood, reduce heart rate, reduce blood pressure, as well as stimulate and charge the cortex of the brain and the nervous system. These effects are wonderful, and when it comes to maintenance of mental health. So it is obvious that this science can be utilized to maintain the health of the mind. All right, so pretty much, the mantras and chants, they also work off the basic principles solfeggio frequencies are based off of actual ancient Gregorian chants. they say it goes back to then, probably predates it. I'm sure if you do further research into it, you'll find certain theories and sciences dealing with this and other philosophies as well. But they like to date it back to the Gregorian chants that were used in the medieval churches. And especially within the songs dealing with St. John the Baptist. So pretty much it's all correlating to the same thing. There's actually corresponding colors to each frequency. There's corresponding geometric shapes that the frequencies create. They're actually based off of the Pythagorean theorem. That's how you deduce certain aspects of these frequencies. And so these mantras and frequencies, they have certain effects upon the brain, and they're documented case studies of them having effects on the brain and on the mind. So it's, you know, it's just a very non-talked about subject or alternative approach to creating balance within mental health. You know, and it's something that we should really look into, something that we should really learn about, something that we should really immerse ourselves in, because every day, you guys, there is just so much stress in this world. There's so much, you know, going on. A lot of people, more and more people are experiencing depression, anxiety, all these different facets, because the way life is right now, is it's very hard to maintain that balance within yourself. So it's very important that we utilize these tools and that we utilize them to be able to help balance ourselves and center ourselves. It's also great to learn these things like mantras and chants. You know, so when you don't have access to things outside of yourself, you can still go within yourself. You can still understand these tones. You can even create them for yourself. And for the musicians out there, it's a great thing to integrate into your music, because using these certain tones and these certain frequencies within your music will help to induce certain emotions. Like, say, if your song, let's just use something easy, is about love, you'd want to use the love signal, the love frequency, which is 528 hertz, somewhere within the composition of that song. That way you're getting, you're stroking the chakras in a certain way, and you're creating certain mental associations and creating an emotional atmosphere that's conducive with the music that you're trying to create and the message that you're trying to get across with the music. So, I mean, this is a powerful science. It's definitely something worth investigation. All right. Now, here's pretty much how to apply the science. I mean, I personally utilize the power of frequency and sound therapy to heal my body as well as my mind. But focusing specifically on the mind, I like to play frequencies 528 hertz and 396 hertz. This pretty much helps to balance the hemispheres of the brain. You know, the right hemisphere is more emotional. The left hemisphere is more dealing with the confines of logic, reasoning. Sometimes when you have an imbalance between the two, it can cause and create certain mental diseases. I do believe that an imbalance between the hemispheres is associated with not only bipolar, but specifically, and especially bipolar, because you even hear it, bipolar, and the breakdown of the word. So it also helps to release endorphins into the system, which helps you to center yourself, especially when you're in an overly emotional state, like you might be depressed, you might be anxious, or whatever. And playing these two frequencies within harmonies and other venues that they have, there's many different audio clips available on YouTube for free on the internet. You can download these things, you guys. Download them while they're still free. go out there. There's no excuse. I mean, you can't say I don't have any money. You're on the, you're either tuned in on the phone or you have some type of access to the internet. And there's probably more than likely a way that you can access these different frequencies. I also, I love to use binaural beats for anxiety, because sometimes, you know, I'm a little bit, you know, anxious sometimes. And when I get that feeling, helps to produce theta waves, theta brain waves, and it helps me to relax, and it brings me to a state of, like, a meditative state, which calms the effects of the anxiety, you know, helps me to slow it down, like, slow my mind down, not race so much, you know, and just really focus on, you know, being at peace. There are many free, like I said, many free helpful clips on YouTube. A lot of them can help you to balance the mind and alleviate the effects of mental stress, as well as a host of other problems. There's even, like I said earlier, frequencies that deal with high blood pressure, frequencies that deal with helping you with low energy. I mean, they give you energy boosts. These frequencies are powerful. And studies have shown that, you know, sound frequencies act a lot like light frequencies. And you know that light and sound frequencies are very crucial and very fundamental with dealing with a balanced health and a balanced mind and a balanced body and a balanced spirit. So, you know, these types of this type of therapy, this type of information can be very helpful to you. All right, couple of websites I want to give you guys. But before I do, like I said, you guys can call in. Don't be afraid to chime in. Don't be afraid to let your voice be heard. Most definitely call in with your questions, comments. If you have any additional information on this topic that wasn't covered throughout the conversation, can definitely call in and let your input be given. The call-in number is 937-932-8881. I'm going to give you guys a couple of websites to check out that have some really helpful information, as well as some great, you know, tips, tidbits, research. All of it is in there. So I'm going to give you guys these websites on air, and as well as you can check these websites out as soon as the blog is posted on conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com. Okay, so the first website I'm going to give you guys is healingsounds.com, healing and sounds the way it's spelled correctly, .com. You also have biowaves.com, biowaves.com. You also have solfeggio frequencies.net, is solfeggio frequencies, you know, the way frequencies are spelled, .net. Brainandhealth.com, brain and health, exactly the way it's spelled. .com. And for information on brainwaves and brainwave functions, you can check out web-us.com/brainwavefunction.htm. And those are a couple of links that will lead you guys to some great information, you know, on dealing with frequency therapy, frequency healing, and all those different things. So you guys chime on in, you know, it's open time to call in and, you know, let your voices be heard, you know, come on and share in on the conversation tonight. Oh, so any callers that would like to call, great time to call in. Yes. All right. Well, pretty much we have no callers in the queue as it stands. So let's bring it into a music break and give, you know, the callers a couple of minutes to, you know, get situated and get settled in. Thank you. That was Yancy. We'll be together. It was a nice little interlude moment where we could just, you know, calm it down, digest a lot of the information that was dispensed and given, and definitely, you know, give ourselves a chance to meditate on, you know, what we were definitely dealing with. Now, today's topic is How Sound Affects the Mind, Frequencies and Sound Therapy, Part 1. And I say Part 1 because next week I'll be covering a similar topic, but we'll be dealing with how to communicate effectively using these principles of communication and frequencies, and how our mind actually interprets the tones that we use and how we say certain things. So pretty much, you know, we'll be going into that and covering that next week. All right. Pretty much, every day in your everyday life, we can definitely, you know, all use a little time for meditation and a little time for relaxation. As I spoke on earlier, the day-to-day can be very stressful and, you know, very hard to deal with. Pretty much just take a moment to sit back during a very stressful time and sit down during a very stressful time, and just get to yourself and get to a place where you can, you know, definitely be quiet. And, you know, you might even want to hum a few of the certain frequencies. I don't really want to hum the frequencies on the air, but you can definitely check out frequency 528 hertz on, like I said, on YouTube for free. And if you hum that frequency to yourself for a moment, it can definitely help to stimulate meditation and relaxation. All right, we do have a caller in from the 718 area code. You are on Conversations with the Queen. Welcome.
Peace, Talk Queen. What's going on?
Peace, peace. How are you? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Supreme Super All from Brooklyn. What's going on?
All right, it's good. Do you have any questions or comments relating to the subject, which is frequency and sound therapy?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, you covered a lot of, you know, a lot of ground. That's probably why, you know, a lot of people will maybe be a bit intimidated to call.
Yeah, so,
but,
yeah.
But that's a good thing, you know. And you know, you're a great host. I mean, you know, not to F it up, but, you know, you've been doing a great job. And, you know, people know when you want to do it in the beginning anyway. So that's, you know, it was a given that you were going to be successful with this.
Okay.
But, yeah. Yeah, as far as the topic goes, yeah, you know, pretty much you've covered everything. There's actually a link I'm going to give in the chat room right now. This is, you know, that's to a binary beat that releases endorphins, you know,
yeah.
You know, headaches and that. But also with, you know how you have like craving for, like, I said, like McDonald's or, you know, or something that, you know, maybe you want to eat, you know, then you could actually use that, and actually those cravings will go away, actually.
Oh, snap, about to use that. Thank you.
Yeah, that's pretty much a good one. Actually, there's a lot of great ones, but I mean, you covered a lot of ground. You know, like you said, you're gonna put it in the chat room later, but you covered a lot of ground. You know,
I actually dropped a lot of those. I make playlists on YouTube for my personal use, so I actually dropped a couple of the links to those playlists in the chat room. And if you guys are listening on the phone lines, you can visit conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com, and, you know, the links will be there.
yeah, just real quick before I sign off, you know, the mantras, you know, that we use, those mantras, you know, those mantras, even though they may feel like they're external, you know, as far as like the Bonneville Beach as well, those, you know, those sounds are actually very, very old. They actually come from us.
You know, yes, they do.
Even though we may think that they're like on the outside, they're actually really on the inside. They come, you know, they're very old. They're very, you know, very ancient. You know, everything that we thought was like new, actually currently is actually, you know, very old science that's coming up. You know, that has to be brought back to, you know, brought back to the state. So,
exactly.
You know, yeah, you're doing a great job. You know, and keep doing the work. You know.
Thank you, and I definitely will. And I appreciate you calling in. Is there anything else you want to add to the conversation?
No, pretty much, like I said, you pretty much covered it. Now, if someone calls in, you know, hoping, they'll add more to the conversation. I just want to drop that link, you know, and if you have a craving for Popeyes or, you know, or McDonald's or Wendy's.
The real bad stuff that you don't really need to be eating, definitely hit that up. Yes.
All right.
Thank you, brother. Thank you for your time, and thank you for calling in and supporting the show.
No problem. Peace.
I'd also like to touch briefly on how these practices are used in yoga. They are very closely related, and you have different variations of different types of yoga which correlate to different meditational practices. And the science of breath, which is very, very deep as well, and very heavily practiced throughout yoga, is also correlated to, the topic that we're talking about right now, which is frequency therapy. So, yes, these practices are very closely related. I'd also like to share something, another way that I utilize frequency therapy in my everyday life with you guys, and that's by programming the water that I drink. Now, a lot of us are aware that sometimes the water that we might buy at the supermarkets are definitely not the best or the highest quality, even though it might say spring or purified water, how purified or what from what spring did this come from? I don't know if we've looked around, but there's not exactly a lot of clean springs, you know, just everywhere, you know, in the United States. So a lot of times the water quality that the water that we're drinking is not very high. And, you know, not all of us can afford very expensive water ionizers or different water alkalizers. So something I like to do, which is to spiritually purify my water, and I like to do that by taking a glass jar or a glass container and putting my water in the glass container. Now you can do, you can take some headphones and put it on the glass jar, and you can program that water actually to resonate with the frequency. Like say, if you need healing, you might program it with the 528 frequency, which is DNA repair and transformation. This will be very, very helpful, because what's going to happen is the water that you're drinking from that from the glass jar is going to go into your body and program all the water in your body and as well as your cells. And you're going to now be programming your physical body to resonate on the frequency of healing and transformation. And, you know, can't get much better than that. I also like to put programming my water as well through crystals. I like to take quartz crystals and drop them in the water as well, and that helps to, you know, raise the frequency of the water that you're drinking. And you guys can use these different things. I mean, it's not just for healing. Say you wanted to attract money or prosperity to you. It'd be interesting if you took a prosperity mantra or a frequency that would correlate to that and use that frequency and program the water with that You know, I've tried with healing, and I've had very successful results as well. You know, it's a holistic thing. It's got to be the way you eat, the way you talk, the way you think. But these are certain practices that, you know, that we can implement on the everyday to really help us get through that. I'd like to touch briefly, since we don't really have any callers in the queue, I'm going to remind you guys of the call-in number, which is 917-932-8881. And you guys can come on in and chime on in at any point during the subject. But pretty much I'm going to, I'd like to touch briefly on the, this correlates with the sulfagio frequencies, which is pretty much, it also goes in and starts to deal with sacred geometry as well, and also has a lot to do with numerology, okay? And sometimes I know that a lot of us see certain numbers, you know, pop up on the clock, or, you know, we might be going down the street and, like, a bus might drive by and have this number on it. And I know more and more people are beginning to see the flashing numbers, 1111. Now, that particular code, we'll need to call it, because all numbers are codes, that particular code actually deals with ascension frequency. So if anybody who's seeing 1111 all the time, you're actually, which is also 11 plus 11 is 22, so you have 22 main vertebrae in the human spine. It's pretty much just like a wake-up call, a wake-up frequency. So a lot of times what I like to do is if I see a particular number, like in the repeating, especially coming in threes, like I might see 444 or 555 or any of those numbers. If I see those numbers popping up on the clock or popping up in different venues, I like to take those frequencies, well, actually those codes, my bad, and create a number pyramid, because, as you know, like, if you have an equilateral triangle, all three sides are going to be, you know, equal, and probably pretty much a geometric formation of those three numbers flashing is going to be an equilateral triangle. So I like to take a piece of paper. Now, this sounds simple, but these are, like, little things that you can implement in the everyday to have a higher consciousness awareness as well. And let me touch on why I'm touching on these things specifically really quickly before I get into the exercise that you can do. Pretty much, if you have spiritual balance, you have mental balance. A lot of the times, people have certain disturbances within their mind due to having certain disturbances within the spirit. The mind is an extension of the spirit, so when we have balanced minds, you know, when we have balanced spirits, we have balanced minds, vice versa. So, you know, a lot of time people who are might be considered mentally disabled, or not even just mentally disabled, have mental diseases like depression and certain other diseases and ailments of the mind. A lot of time it's because their spirit is not aligned. And these certain practices that I'm giving you, especially with the sound and frequency therapy, these different things can actually help that person to balance themselves and find a state of peace and a state of harmony within themselves, whereas they might not be able to find that peace in other places. So that's why it's so important to get into these sciences. And it doesn't matter what religion you are, because the sulfagio frequencies are found within the Bible, actually. And they were deduced from, like I said, a Pythagorean theorem, a certain way you use the Pythagorean theorem, and these frequencies were deduced from that, the simplification, and found from the Book of Numbers. So it's really all this metaphysics or so-called New Age science. It's not really different from religion as so much as it is an extension of it and an explanation for it. And a lot of times people who, you know, are so-called conscious or have awakened, a lot of times, especially when they awaken politically and they awaken through other venues, they, or even spiritually sometimes, they tend to look down upon organized religion as saying as it, they don't feel that it has any application to them because there's been, because of the certain social constructs that have become formed around it and political constructs that have become formed around it. But what we have to do is we have to go into these different religions and these different practices and pull out the helpful and useful information within them. And some of that helpful and that useful information did come from the Bible and you know, and did come from different venues of organized or different books that deal with organized religion, because these books ultimately deal with higher spiritual precepts than is really explained to the everyday average person. So, you know, these sciences are really not a far cry from these different things and these different religions. They are actually expressions of division. And expressions of divinity, my bad. And we do have 15 minutes left, so if anybody would like to call in, you know what to do. Dial that number, 917-932-8881, and, you know, press 1 to raise your hand. See, if you're already on the line and you'd like to speak with me, all you have to do is press that 1. Now, back to getting into the exercise that I was sharing with you. Now, if you see those resonating numbers dealing with the coming in the patterns of 3, like I said, which correlate to an equilateral triangle, you can take a piece of paper. You can use inches, centimeters, whatever you want to use that correlates to those 3 numbers that you feel in your heart. It's all about, you know, really being able to become spiritually literate within your own spirit, you know, and really seeing what resonates with you. So, you know, if it's, like, say if it's 333, right, I might take a ruler and measure out 3 inches by 3 inches by 3 inches for a equilateral triangle, right? And take that equilateral triangle now, right in each corner, in each angle of the triangle, write the number that you saw. So you write 3 in one corner, 3 in the other corner, and 3 in the other corner. And then in the middle of that, you're going to write whatever message you want to send to yourself. You want to send healing, you want to send positivity, you want to send balance, you want to send whatever it is. Or especially it's good to look up the numbers, because numbers appearing in 3 actually have spiritual significance. And there's different articles you can look up on that dealing with numerology, like master builder numbers and all these different things. But you can actually take that message, or just a message that you'd like to impose yourself, and you put it in the triangle and you write it in there. And I actually take that triangle, and I always call it my little pyramid, and I impose that by like taping it or however you want to impose it onto the glass that you use to charge your water, and I put it on there. So I actually I have a healing jar right in front of me. And, you know, you could write little symbols on it dealing with different levels of consciousness if you would like to. It's all about alchemy, and that's ultimately what this all blends, that boils down to, different types of sciences that you can use to better yourself. All right, guys? So pretty much, you know, that's how you can spiritually entrain yourself. That's how you can use and practicalize a lot of this high-level information. Sometimes, you know, a lot of people like to go over people's heads and make things extra complicated, which it doesn't have to be. Like, it's not that complicated, you know. You know, God or Most High wouldn't make it so complicated that you wouldn't be able to utilize it or understand it for yourself. Okay, guys. All right. We have 12 minutes left in the show. So we're definitely winding down that clock. And we still don't have any callers on the queue who would like to chime in. So if, like I said, if you would like to chime in, the call-in number is 917-932-8881. And I do think we're going to go into another music break up some of this time and, you know, have, you know, time for you guys if you want to call in. All right? So let's get started. Caller from the 651 area code. with their hand raised. You are on Conversations with the Queen. Oh, the caller just dropped. Well, that's all right. You can call back in. We do have 7 minutes left in the show if you had something to add on. But I was just about to drop it into the chat real quick. A great article dealing with chance at the, and I'll give you the link on air, healingsounds.com/articles/mantra.asp. That is a great article. It really breaks down a lot of the science that we covered here today, as well as more in-depth aspects where you can go and research more of the science and scientific evidence and proof backing what is being said. Pretty much, this is a science. It definitely has, there's been different multiple experiments done to back up a lot of the power and the weight of chants, mantras, and frequencies. A couple of doctors that to research that did experiments on this was Dr. Ron G. Singh, and I do believe that's a Hindu name, Singh, or Indian name, East Indian. And that's spelled R-A-N-J-I-E-S-I-N-G-E. You also have an experiment and studies done by Dr. Alfred Tomatis. You know, I can't pronounce my name. Tomatis, I don't know. But it's spelled Alfred. You know how to spell Alfred. And T-O-M-A-T-I-S. And pretty much you can go and look up these doctors' specific studies. They definitely can help, you know, give you a bit more information and a bit more backing on how mantras and chants actually specifically affect the body as well as the mind. Dr. Alfred specifically utilized the sounds of Gregorian monks to stimulate the ears, brain, and nervous systems of his clients. And pretty much found that certain sounds are particularly high in vocal harmonies. They will stimulate the cortex in the brain and the nervous system. So, you know, that's definitely a study you might want to go and research. As well as the study with Dr. Singh, found that the chanting of specific mantras used to release the caused the release of the hormone melatonin, and this, you know, was when she was investigating the healing processes. The importance of this in the healing process. He has found that there are many benefits, including the shrinkage of tumors and enhanced sleep. Oh, my boyfriend gets after me all the time about this, about sleeping enough, because when you do go into those deep realms of rest, it does have a specific effect upon your body, and your body is able to, your brain's able to shut down, and your body's able to do a lot of repair on itself. All right, you guys, I've loved talking with you, and I'm grateful to the brother that did call in and, you know, feel confident enough to speak on this subject. But next week we're going to have definitely a more lighter subject to talk about, but definitely one as just as potent. And, you know, this show of Conversations with the Queen has been brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. Look at me. Poetic Energy Network Station. And, you know, we have a host of other great shows, great hosts. You know, you can check them out throughout the week. Come on back. definitely, if you are listening to this on the archive, or if you're listening to this live and you might have missed a certain part of it, you can go back into the archives and definitely check it out week to week. As well, as I said, we do have conversations with the queen.blogspot.com where I do post articles and all that. So pretty much, that's it, you guys, and thank you for sharing this time with me, and, you know, thank you for being here with me today. All right. Peace and love.